Oh. Connect the Dots radio talk show. Oh, when you hear the music, it's time. Tom Edison. Name. And we're going to start talking about things immediately. Hey, this is an educational show. We talk about things going on in the world. We talk about the conspiracies. We talk about love, music, pyramids, pyramidal energy, metaphysics, crystals, good ETs, bad ETs, government BS, and a whole lot of other things like 5G, chemtrails. I'm not going to go through the whole list because we talk about everything. In fact, I usually list the things we talk about if you follow me on Twitter. My hashtag is at Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. And I've always got something to say there. I'm claiming to be one of the most opinionated people walking on the planet. And I prove it every day of my life. I certainly prove it on Saturday night here. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. It's already 1 a.m. Sunday in the New York City area. Hey, that's where I'm from, New York City, capital of the world. Well, let's start the education off real quickly here. You know, I came across the Cherokee, you know, the Cherokee Nation, Native Americans. I know some personally. Ulugate, he just became the chief of his tribe out here on the East Coast. Anyhow, their word for Saturday, the Cherokee Nation's word for Saturday is Unadodakwidana. If you want to hear that again, I don't know. Listen to the show. Download it when it finally comes out in the files. I'll say it one more time. Una do da quidana. Saturday. Hey, and you thought you didn't know a second language. Well, that's a start. Hey, I just want to give compliments. I usually listen to the show before mine. Well, not always, but sometimes. And the ET Yoga Man is got a lot of important information to talk about. He was talking about we all could use Egyptian healing rods and then with certain type of crystals. Any type of crystal will help you somewhat. You got to learn to educate yourself how to use them, though. And, of course, generator crystals are more powerful, and then there's double termination crystals, and you can, if you got enough money to buy enough of them, you can set geometric grids around yourself and lay in it. It'll draw the energy. There's many books on that one. My favorite book, The Crystal Connection. Extremely hard to find. And I tell the story about how I got that book in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And that was a real giant stepping stone in learning about the metaphysical world. And that book was gifted to me by hook and crook, or whatever you want to call it, by fate. And I finally opened it up. It was laying there on the floor. I didn't, you know, I didn't see how it got there, but it was there. And I started looking at the pictures, and the pictures caught my eye because the geometric shapes were some of the things I had recently seen at a gathering, which started me on a whole new world of discovery. Anyhow, if you can find it, The Crystal Connection, it's been out of print for a long time. You probably have to go searching used bookstores. The publisher, I don't think, has any intent of reprinting it. There's a lot of information of how to use geometric shapes in there, and a lot of pertinent knowledge about how the universe works. And it's important information. Now, the Tioga, Charles Green, our man Charles Green, who was on before me, was talking about the flashing in and out of existence. That's supposedly reality. It's a flashing in and out of existence. I don't know whether it's microseconds or whatever. I don't know what the time limit is on. It's probably fast. And we exist in between the points or something like that. But I just wanted to make note. I've heard Charles Green talk about that before. You might know him as E.T. Yoga, the E.T. Yoga guy. But there's a 1956 movie. I'm a science fiction fanatic. I know all of the movies, seemingly. Or at least I think I do. It's a 1956 science fiction movie called Earth versus the Flying Saucers. And in that movie, one group of bad ETs coax a scientist to come aboard their spacecraft, and he tries to convince them, they try to convince him, to tell the world leaders that you better give up because we're taking over your planet, or there's going to be consequences to pay. And you know, he tries to explain to them, you know, the world isn't running like that. I can't just go to my government and everyone else is going to listen to it. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. We know that. What do those ETs know? So they were explaining to him, as they started their conversation, they said, look on the viewing screen. You're leaving the Earth now, and we're going into outer space, and we're going to have this little conversation. And the bad ETs, remember, this is a 1956 movie, Earth versus the Flying Saucers. So the bad ETs tell the scientists, look at your watch. And he goes, I had stopped. He says, we use a different time reference than you do. He says, you could say what's happening here, this conversation, your trip aboard the spacecraft, is happening in between your heartbeats, which is very similar to a flashing in and out of existence. So I just wanted to mention that many secrets are revealed in science fiction movies. And it started basically in the 1950s science fiction movies. All kinds of secrets are revealed. And then it continued through the 60s. And to this day, they reveal certain more things, but some real jaw-dropping information is revealed in those older science fiction movies. Absolutely. They're worth checking out. A lot of them you can watch for free on the Internet now because the 50-year copyright is over on some of these movies, and the owners didn't bother to renew them. The old copyrights are only good for 50 years. So I just thought I'd mention that. You got nothing to do. Go looking on the Internet. Movies of the science fiction movies of the 1950s and 1960s, and you'll see a lot of information being revealed. And, of course, I've heard from other people talk about it, that I don't know whether it's people that work for the secret space program or not, that the famous Stargate series, TV series that ran for 10 years, a lot of their stories are revealing actual happenings supplied to them by the secret military units that work with the ETs. And they were willing to give the Hollywood producers access to real-life stories to use in their series because they liked the way that the producers of Stargate series was portraying the U.S. military. We were here saving the world, and we probably are involved in that to some extent. Don't ask me, ask the people in the secret space program. What is it? Corey Good, David Wilcox, and other people. I have some of the books that have been written. And so this has been going on for a long time. Just accept it's there, too. I've also talked to one of the people who worked on the Montauk Project personally. You know, everything he said made sense. Gave the best explanation of time travel that anyone could give. It's really quite simple. You're in the center of a sphere. You go out to the edge, and you move around the edge, and you come back in at another point, and you're in a different time. Of course, you got to know, the tricks, science tricks to do that, but it's essentially like, again, this was being showed to us. There's like, you can even get scientific knowledge out of cartoons. There's cartoons from the early 60s. They were very political and very informative if you check them out. You know, again, go on the internet, check out cartoons from the 1960s. It was something called Mr. Peabody, which was a dog or some, and a professor. Except the dog was the professor, and it was kind of reversed. But anyhow, they had a time travel machine. This is in the early 1960s. Every little episode was involved setting the time travel machine, and it had a dial, and you put in the year, and you'd go there. You push the button, and you go there. And I hear people, when I've listened to people who worked on time travel projects, it's basically, once you learn how to do it, it's basically that simple. You pretty much set in the date you want to go to, and the technology takes you there. And, of course, the secret space program uses that. Other secret military people use it, and the world controllers use these time machines. I don't know how many there are, but they're out there, and they're being used, but not for good purposes. And that's why we have a troubled world. We have crazy people in charge, egomaniacs, mad scientists, like the mad scientists behind the chemtrail plan. Of course, they're working for the New World Order, which wants to kill us. The chemtrails are killing us. The 5G is killing us. Well, it hasn't been turned on yet, but even the 4G is killing us. Just get a meter. I tell everybody, you got to make your own justice in this world until things get finally set back in place and in proper order, connected to the whole universe. We're under the control of bad guys. And so you kind of have to make your own justice. Don't rely on them too. Don't rely on the government. The government's setting you up for the big fall right now. They've all been bought out. You know, they want to herd everybody into the FEMA camps, turn on the juice, and, get rid of people. They got to get rid of a lot of people to bring the population down to 500 million. Investigate the Georgia Stones. Hey, that's right. You got to investigate these things yourself. Don't just take my word for it. But usually when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. And I've done my own investigations. I didn't just hear it hearsay. While I'm still relating to Charles Green, I agree with a lot of things he says, but there's certain things he says I just don't agree with it. And if he happened to be listening, call into my show. This is a call-in radio show. I don't think he has call-in, but my show is a call-in radio show. Number is 888-627-6008. Or anybody else calls in, you want to say something about the, you're talking about somebody's date for E.T.'s landing, 2037, totally out of the question, because there's so much information that says otherwise from many different sources. And I've said it before, which I believe to be makes sense, that the window of opportunity to ascend the whole planet ends on July 7th, 2025. So the event, which is the landing of the big whoosh of energy and the landing of the good ETs, has to happen before 2025. And I believe it will. You know, supposedly the love vibrations finally got anchored onto the Earth back on April 19th. So we're inching our way closer. The big drawback, why it hasn't happened even sooner, has to do with too much mind control in this world, not enough people projecting love. So when you're walking down the street tomorrow, you know, smile at people. Say hello to strangers. You know, do it carefully because, you know, you might be saying hello to an ET. He probably won't know what to do. Probably just walk away. But this is an important factor. You know, we all are, there's a communal human race factor here, and the more of us that project love, the better off we'll be. And it'll bring the event happening sooner. Guy to follow on Twitter is Cobra One. Like it sounds, Cobra with the number one. And he's given us a lot of information about the, you know, how the event's moving along and stuff like that. And there's other people. And of course, I said this before, but I'll say it again. What I find strikingly crazy almost is that different ET groups that are all part of this Galactic Federation, they all seem to have different bits of information, and none of the information agrees with the other information. And a lot of it doesn't agree with the information I've discovered from sources here on Earth. And there are plenty of good sources of information can be found. We don't have time to get into all of that and them good sources. A lot has been shared with us. You know, I mentioned the book, The Crystal Connection, The Keys of Enoch by Dr. Hertok, a California physics teacher. That's extremely informative. If you have a high-tech mind, explains how Beam Me Up Scotty really works. Explains the physics of it. Of course, he's not showing the blueprint of the machines that scientifically manipulate the molecules to do that. But it does exist. Yeah, Beam Me Up Scotty does exist. And the higher intelligences in the more advanced star systems have that aboard their craft. And they can come in here actually and rescue everybody off the planet if they had to. What they want to see us evolve, and they want to just like hook us up with the whole system that we've been denied, being hooked up to. And, you know, it's easier said than done. Talk about we create our reality. Yeah, sure, we do to some extent, but then there are other factors that are the monkey wrench gets thrown in. It makes things difficult. And sure, you believe you're going to be healed, you will be healed. But, you know, meanwhile, your mind is being bombarded by all those stupid TV commercials from Big Pharma trying to sell you all these products to that don't really cure anything, but the side effects are enough to kill you 20 times over. So why would you even get involved in that? But when the fact, you know, it's a proven sales technique. You keep bombarding people with information nonstop. Eventually, they get to believe it. And that's how people get sucked into going to doctors. I mean, certain doctors know what they're doing, but there's like a large, I say more than half of them don't know what they're doing anymore because they all got these fake degrees from universities. We know now mainstream media has finally admitted, yeah, that people are buying education certificates and they don't even go to class. They just, mommy and daddy paid for their certificate. Pay for their tuition, and what do? They went to college and tried to do their emulation of Animal House, which still goes on, I'm sure. And if you ever seen the movie, it's an entertaining movie, kind of shows you the other side of college life, the party side. So these are doctors coming out of school that really don't have an education about how the body works. And, of course, colleges don't teach medical students how the body really works. It's all about pharmaceutical products and how to use them and how to, you know, prescribe them for your patients who actually are trusting in you as if you were God. And as I've said it before, as the joke is, hey, God is now operating out of a hospital. So the people think. you want to go for natural methods. And there's natural cures to everything. I just retweeted today on Twitter about the supposedly 111 cycles is supposed to be a cure for cancer. So if you're listening and you got a device that can broadcast out 111 cycles per second, 111 hertz, take your device, go to somebody who is probably suffering from cancer and see if it helps them out. Try it on yourself, too, in case maybe you're suffering from cancer. Who knows? But it's trial and error with a lot of these things. But I just wanted to pass the information along. Hey, this is an educational show. And it's a call-in show, too. I invite the ETs to call in. I do it on Twitter, you know. I'm still waiting for one of the star seeds of the women of the Pleiades. They're on our world now to anchor in the love. And supposedly, success was achieved, like I said, on April 19th, I think it is. Let me check it out. You can start following these people on Twitter. And I said, Cobra 1 is, I think, is the best, most reliable. I don't want to mention the people I don't think are that reliable, but the stars seem to be trustworthy. And I keep tweeting out there, pass the word, call into my show. Come on, I want to talk to a star seed. You know, I don't know, four or five of them follow me on Twitter. I follow them. But I don't know, are they forbidden to talk on public radio? You know, I'm not asking you to give away secrets you shouldn't be giving away, but we could still have a conversation and we could help educate the human race of what's going on, you know? Because most of the human race have been turned into sheeple. And, you know, they're asleep at the wheel. They're couch potatoes. They're all those things at the same time. And they've been brainwashed since birth, like most of us have. You know, if you didn't learn how to think for yourself at an early age, you might never, because the brainwashing is that intense. You know, as soon as you start going to school, it's not just reading, writing, and arithmetic, it's brainwashing. They only tell you what they want you to know, and they only tell you a portion of scientific truth. Meanwhile, all these other things are known already, time travel, teleportation, but you don't get to hear about any of that, you know. That's a conspiracy theory or something like that. You know, and we know that that those words were made up by the CIA. Yeah, we know that. Another three-letter group. But, hey, get with it, people. It's happening now. Supposedly, billions, that's right, billions of spacecraft are hanging out in our solar system around the edge of it. And you're just waiting for the moment of the event when the time is right, when the vibrations are right, and then they're going to break into communications and announce themselves just like on a science fiction movie. People of Earth, we're here. We're landing tomorrow. And mainstream media won't be able to stop them because they have the technology to do things like that. Just like what's done in the science fiction movies. So it's going to happen, and you might as well get ready for it because the good guys are finally coming. Our world has been ruled too long by the bad ETs and demonic beings. Yes, spirit beings do exist. Once you add that into the equation, that's part of the reason people do stupid things all the time, make stupid decisions. You know, the demonic spirit beings that don't have a body, they have nothing to do but fly around or whiz around, whatever they do, mobile themselves around, will themselves around. I don't know. They got nothing better to do than to follow humans and send us subliminal communications, giving us the wrong ideas of what we should be doing. Again, cartoons. Classic age-old cartoons were telling us about this. There's no better example of how demons influence humans than the classic one where the angel pops up on one side of your shoulder and says, oh, be nice to that person, and the devil pops up on the other side of your shoulder and says, no, give him hell, you know? And then the two battle it out, and you're not sure what the hell to do. You know, all humans have the ability to receive telepathic communication. Whenever you get an idea, someone's going to call you on the phone or something like that, you were sent the telepathic idea. Doesn't matter who was sending it to you. You were sent it and you received it. Come on. Even cats have telepathic abilities. Come on. Cat walks to the door. It doesn't even have to meow. usually they meow to get your attention, and so it's the same meow. Like, look at me, I got a message for you. And then the cat sends you the telepathic message. I want the door open, I want to go out. Or, I'm hungry, bring me some food. And you automatically know what to do. And the cat's proving it to you, telepathic communication exists. You know? And I tell people all the time, you go out in the woods where there's birds, or even in suburbia where there's birds, start singing and watch them stop what they're doing, and they start singing along with you in the best way they know how to. It's their way to participate. So communication goes on all the time. People can telepathically communicate to animals. Sometimes it's helpful to make the statement. You know, you don't want some animal to do something. You not only look at them and send them the message, you say, don't do that. It emphasizes what you're telepathically sending them. They don't understand your language, but they will pick up on the telepathic message. And, hey, you're getting the education tonight, let me tell you. But meanwhile, there's still a lot of things we all have to do. We all have to go out and try to project more love every day. And you need to balance it in a realistic way. One of the famous teachings of Jesus was, cast not your pearls before swine or pigs. In other words, if you give too much goodness and kindness to someone that's obviously can't comprehend, even comprehend that you're being good or friendly to him, he's liable to get angry and want to beat on you because you tried to communicate to him when he didn't want to be communicated with. So you got to use some discretion there. You know, you see a man running down the street with a knife, shouting some crazy statement, you know, unless you're really good at it, overpowering somebody mentally, you probably better not say something too friendly to him. You better just get out of his way, because this man is probably deranged and under demonic possession. And yeah, demonic possession still exists because people get tricked into it, you know? Just like people get tricked into playing with Ouija boards. Hey, you don't believe the spirit world exists? Play with a Ouija board and watch what happens. But at the same time, I'll say don't. You don't need to reprove what people have proved already. Because the evil spirits, the demons, they love to prove to you they exist. And when you invite them into your world, which is what you're doing when you're playing with the Ouija board, you're inviting them in. And they want to come in and show you just what devils they are, and they'll start by making your life miserable. You know, sending people to you to harm you, or even worse. And so, heed the warning, don't play with the Ouija board. Just take everybody's word. Yeah, bad spirits exist, bad ETs exist. Most of the world governments we have today are influenced by bad ETs, who are the founders of the Illuminati, founders of all the cults, barbarian cults and stuff like that. Yeah, the ETs are behind all this. And they set up their proxies, the early kings, and the kingdoms given to the early kings. They were proxies for the evil ETs. Probably the most notable one is the Anunnaki, yeah. They weren't here really. In their mind, they thought they were helping us, but they were using us and abusing us. And they set up this first, one of the first slave operations by enslaving. They were teaching us about slavery, yeah. What a lesson that was. They're still practicing it today. You know, and that went on for hundreds of thousands of years. We have the Sumerian records on that. So, they even said that they were from another planet. They called it Nibiru. It's also known as the 12th planet. And there's a book out on it, the 12th planet. And there's other books by the same author, Zachariah Sitchin, on all the stuff, being one of only 200 people who could read Sumerian. He wrote numerous books on it. But I'd start with the 12th planet and you get a general idea. Of course, my book gives you a brief summary of their bad influence. in chapter 4 of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you know, and it's titled Why Things Are the Way They Are. And if we look at what is depicted as the ways of the Anunnaki in the 12th planet book, and correlate that with what you see in society today, we unfortunately have been molded into becoming, picking up all their bad habits. That's right. you can prove that to yourself. But the shortcut is to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I make the correlations, all the obvious correlations of things that they were doing amongst their people that we ended up picking up by them forcing themselves upon us and forcing their ways, us to accept their ways. An ungodly bunch, to say the least. But we're going back full circle here, back to love. That's where all the good frequencies are in love. And there's a loving universe of many beings, many unusual-looking beings, many humanoid-looking beings out there. And we're all going to get to meet them in a very short amount of time. I'm kind of sold right now in the 2025 date. The window of opportunity, it started back in 1987 when the Earth came out of the galactic night cycle of 11,000 years and goes into the photon band for 2,000 years. So that was when the window of opportunity was at its height, maybe, or something like that. But anyhow, the window is going to close down in 2025, is the info I picked up. Hey, if you've got some different info, call up and tell us about it, you know? I can make a mistake, too. I don't have any personal connections to the Galactic Federation of Light. I've tweeted out there, you know, contact me, because you guys could be... I don't like that. You know, I'm a very opinionated person. I think they could be doing a better job than they're doing. Sure, they're doing a lot of things that we could never do, but they're allowing the insanity to continue on the surface. You know, they said their statement is the prime target was all the negativity around the Earth and all the negativity underneath the Earth. Apparently, there's a lot of reptilians that need to be cleared out from underneath the Earth. And a few other bad guys, Dracos. Those are the Mothman-type creatures. That's probably the best way to describe a Draco. A humanoid winged creature with a tail sometimes, and maybe a bat-like head or something. But they're bad guys, basically. Lacking of feeling, lacking of love. Same with the reptilians. Hey, they're cold-blooded. Like, you know, I probably have something to do with it. But all these things are going to be in our face before we know it. So you might as well be prepared. But in the meantime, you need to save yourself. The 5G is coming online soon. The government is not going to lift a finger to help us. Any government in the world. They've all been bought out and paid, and they're all too stupid to understand that they're going to be dying of cancer themselves, too, if this thing gets turned on. And people are going to have all kinds of health problems. It's going to destroy the DNA. It's going to destroy your ability to procreate. It's going to destroy your water molecules. It's going to destroy you, period. And that's what it's designed for. It's an energy-type weapon, a microwave weapon. And that, along with the poisonous vaccines, yes, another weapon used by the New World Order, and the chemtrails. How can this possibly go on? I mean, the citizens have researched all the poisons in the chemtrails. Citizens have researched all the poisons in the vaccines, and nobody is lifting a finger to stop these things. In fact, they're still trying to promote vaccines as being good on the mainstream media with their programmed fake scientists propaganda scientists, yeah. And you're still trying to promote chemtrails, yeah, or fighting climate change, when in fact chemtrails are creating climate change and creating a heating, along with the harp frequencies, heating up the ionosphere. Well, heat is going to increase the temperature. But this is all insane, you know, and everything is affecting everything. The Earth is a living organism, and their Earth is being poisoned. It's being radiated, you name it. All these bad things are being done to the Earth. And there's good people out here like us that would like to see this stop, but we're still being controlled by the 1% of egomaniacs, psychopaths, and mad scientists. That's it. Again, the cartoons were telling us. Go, not the recent cartoons of today, but go back 50 years and watch the cartoons of the 60s. And even some of the cartoons of the 50s, they were cluing us in. In fact, that's when I think they maybe started introducing, or maybe even in the 40s, started introducing the mad scientist character in cartoons. You know, he's got some crazy idea, and he's going to rule the world with his unlimited power. And there are people out there like that, that are ruining our world and attempting to rule us with an iron fist, just like the Anunnaki did years ago. And genetic experiments, they're going on, just like the Anunnaki did. We're doing them now, too, along with all the other ETs, like the Greys, the little Greys. And I don't know about you, but if you pay attention, you know, I do turn on the boob tube occasionally because I want to see what's going on. I want to see what the enemy is doing. There's an old saying, know your enemy. And they are brainwashing you severely. Every commercial, there's two kinds of commercials. It's a car commercial, trying to get you to buy cars that are overpriced and not really good for you. And they're trying to coax you into, ask your doctor, this poison might be right for you. And then they tell you like 20 things wrong with it that can ruin every part of your existence, but it might be right for you. Ask your doctor. And your doctor is nothing but a salesperson for the pharmaceutical industry now. That's right. The pharmaceutical industry has performed black magic and turned every doctor into a pharmaceutical salesperson. Well, not everyone, but most of them. And that's where we're at today, you know? And so you got to watch out for yourself. Hey, if anybody listening to me, you got children in public schools, take them out. Public schools are microwave ovens now. They've got the low ceiling classrooms, and they got numerous Wi-Fi devices in the ceiling. Plus, all the kids have cell phones. So you're sitting in small classrooms 8 hours a day or 6 hours a day, whatever it is. Your kids are getting radiated in school, not to mention there's always the possibility of some maniac showing up with a gun, which is usually a false flag operation. I mean, the government has thousands of potential Manchurian candidates that, you know, people with trouble, they know who's, that's the whole thing with putting everything on computer records. The government wants to know who has a troubled mind, yeah, and then they'll find out who has a troubled mind and has a gun. Okay, we'll send them some little suggestions to go out and do something stupid, like go to a school and start shooting. And they have so many people to choose from, it's not hard. And when somebody decides, okay, it's time for another false flag adventure, who do we got lined up? Oh, we got Howdy Doody on Dupas Street, yeah. Okay, send him the message to go to the school and cause havoc tomorrow. Yeah, he's got a gun. Big one, too. Oh, he's our man. And that's how it plays out. And the mind control is so sophisticated. They can literally talk inside your head. And stupid people might think an angel talking to me or something like that. But no, it's Big Brother, New World Order with high-tech machines. They can do this. And even when the person, after he commits the crime, says, I was hearing voices in my head, it never gets investigated, as if you couldn't hear voices in your head, but you can. And it's all high-tech science now. It's down to a science. And this is why you shouldn't send your... we should end the public education system right now and redo it again. Five, 4G, what we got now, and Wi-Fi, it all can be sent through fiber optic cables. Then you're not broadcasting it. It's the broadcasting of the frequencies that goes right through your body and disrupts your cells and everything about your whole system. Human beings were not designed to live in an oversaturated vibrational network where we're all surrounded by now. The old saying, head for the hills. Well, in certain ways, that's the best advice some people should take up, because cities are just as the public school classrooms have been turned into microwave ovens, the cities are going to be slowly being turned into microwave ovens. Just look at all the giant antenna rings they're putting up. And it's just, it's not far away. Somebody's going to give the command, turn on the 5G, and you're all going to get victimized. This is reality. You better get the chainsaws out or whatever it's going to take to knock down the towers, pretty much, because that's going to be plan B. Or pull the plug, know where the local power plant is and pull the plug somehow. Because that's the only way to stop this. Government is not going to issue an order to stop it. And all you President Trump lovers, what's his problem? He's probably being mind controlled too, to not think about it. You know, in fact, he's fought for 5G, but he doesn't have the intelligence to understand the proven harm of 5G frequencies. 92,000 pulses per second. Going through your body, going through every cell in your body. And they're going to put transformers on every telephone pole on every street to make sure they microwave you 24/7 while you're sleeping. Even. And everybody's going to get sick real fast. And then you're going to run to the doctor, who's going to send you to the chemo man, the chemo kill man. Who's going to put the final nails in the coffin for you. And you go to the other doctors, and they'll send you to the harmful radiation therapist. And they are going to, like, butcher you to death one way or another. And this is not far away. Could be weeks away, could be months away. This whole bonanza of... they got so many things going already, but with the 5G is going to be icing on the cake, and really, it's going to really affect everyone in a bad, bad way. You got to be prepared for this. You got to be, you know, it's so hard to shield your home from. You got to aluminum plate the whole house, cover the windows too, to shield your house from this. And if they got the transformer out on the street, and local government officials are not allowed to take these things down. By federal order, yeah. The problem is at the federal level, and to change things at the federal level, you need millions upon millions of dollars to bribe people to see things your way, or it doesn't get done. That's the way it works. We know how the crooked politicians rule in Washington. And, of course, they're all under the control of the New World Order now, which wants the less than 1% to control everything and set up a totalitarian government where every, like, you know, it's the 1984 scenario. I mean, we're pretty close to that already. They've got the new devices that come out. You better unplug them when you're not using them, because there are secret listening devices in them. Some of them have hidden cameras in them. And you better maybe even put a cloth over them if you're walking around your house naked or something, because there's probably, they can turn them on remotely. They probably have secret batteries in them now, too. They can remotely turn them on from satellites and videotape you walking naked around your house or something like that. And this guy, you know, this is not a good environment for us to be living in. And you don't put anything past. They've already discovered many of the products that get shipped out to people, electronic products, before they get shipped to your house, they get shipped to the FBI or the other agency or some other secret agency, and they put in spying equipment, and then it gets delivered to your house. Is this sick? This is what's going on. Hey. Well, let's just change the tune right now. Hey, there's not that much time left to call in, so if you were thinking of calling in, you better do it now. If you got something to say, and if you're listening out there and are interested in this stuff, you ought to have something to say. If you're interested in your children being harmed by government, not only with the school classroom issue, but with the forced vaccinations, your kids are being made sterile. That's right. Vaccines are doing it. And there's so many bad things going on, but the parents of children, you need to step in and take command of your kids' life. Don't let the government make the decisions, because they're in with the program that, we don't need your kids, really. We need your money. But, we're all on the agenda. We're going to lower the population, depopulate the world at any cost, at any amount of suffering. And they're doing it right now. This isn't planned. It's in operation. It's ongoing. The final nails in the coffin are with the 5G when it goes on. And this can happen very soon. So you need to have an escape plan. I mean, when it happens, because... or you're band together with some people that are going to go out and do the physical actions to dismantle this whole system, and it's elaborate. It is elaborate. It's practically on every street in America right now. And it's over in Europe and places, too. I've seen it on videos. There's all the big antenna arrays on top of the 7- and 8-story buildings, on top of 20-story buildings, and they are... they're gearing up for a mass extinction here of humans, and your pets will be dying too. You know, if you don't want to do it for yourself or your children, and think about your pets are going to be destroyed with this too. And you're going to be wondering, why are we all getting sick? Well, I'm telling you why it's going to happen. But we have to get some unity and some social action going here. In light of that, I'm going to change the mode of conversation here, just in case you're not aware. Oh, hey, go to BBS Radio, look up my profile, and see all the things I'm doing, I'm involved in. Soon to be, there's going to be my Subway Fantasy movie out there. The trailer's been out there for over a year, but the full-length 29-minute movie, it's Subway Fantasy. It's a rock and roll documentary, calling attention to people that were kind of overlooked, didn't get the record contract or whatever you want to call it, but talented people nevertheless, and you'll see them in some unusual settings. It also, Subway Fantasy movie, it has live performances from a club where the dance floor was pitch black, you know. I mean, but it helped the bands give great performances. You'll be amazed. You never saw a club this dark in your life. But at the same time, there was enough light there to capture what was going on. And certainly the audio tells the story about the music, how it was on the money, and the crowds were responding. Plus, you know, there's a little fantasy involved in it, too. That's why it's called Subway Fantasy. But it's a rock and roll documentary. Look for it. I'm hoping to get it placed on YouTube. But, you know, everything takes time. But, I mean, the movie's done. It's just, the technical aspects of getting it out there. As far as uniting, if you're concerned about what's going on in this world, if you're not happy that government's not going to do anything, and they're not going to do anything, period, they're just going to bicker. Turn on mainstream media, and you'll see it every day. The Democrats are doing their new act of what they think they should be doing, which is just call for more investigations, question more people, make false claims, and they think that's doing their job. No legislation is being passed whatsoever. Nobody has any new ideas about handling anything, and they completely ignore all the bad things happening. They never talk about the chemtrails. They never talk about the 5G. They never talk about the poison vaccines. They never talk about all those bad things going on, the manipulation of the weather, the energy weapons that were used to start the fire in Paradise, California. Yeah, the proof was there. You saw it. Even mainstream media was showing you the proof. It was right there. But nobody's making comment about it. President Trump was standing there. He's standing with all these trees with leaves on it, and everything. All the houses were burnt to crisp down to the bottom. But all the trees were still there. President Trump was there. Governor of California was there. And nobody is questioning the logic of the whole situation, you know? And now they're blaming the electric company. Sure, they had to have a fall guy for this. They're not going to admit they were using energy weapons. We have the pictures of the cars. No trees around, so whatever, in the middle of a barren parking lot, the cars melt to the ground. Well, how did that happen, huh? Energy weapons. They're testing them out. And if you have a historical memory, go back 10 years ago with all the mass animal killings. That was testing energy weapons, too. They were killing hundreds of thousands of animals, you know. They can get away with that, no problem. The animals don't have lawyers or big money accounts, so they just had to suffer. But if they can kill animal life forms, they can kill you, too. And that's what they were testing. So they got these weapons ready to annihilate millions and millions of people at the click of a switch. Hey. So if you want to, you know, I ask people to get involved. I'm running for president. I'm doing it the hard way, the right-wing candidate. I need a lot of supporters. But if nobody wants to respond to somebody who knows, has the solutions to this, has the plan B, how to deal with the chemtrails and the other stuff, you know, because I invent solutions to problems. I'm good at it. That's why I'm running for president, because the solutions are all known already. Even the solutions to stop all these insane things that the government is going to stop. No, but I have to have a support team to enact them. And, of course, that's why I'm running for president. You know, if everybody got together and decided to vote for somebody who had real solutions, not a phony politician, don't vote for a Democrat or Republican. These are the people who created all the problems, and they're conning you again, you know, into voting Democrat or Republican. No, the way to win them, not as an independent party, as an individual, as a right-wing candidate, you know. Go to my site. See the things I'm talking about. I'm talking about things no one else has ever talked about. If you listen to my radio show, you know. I know just about everything going on. But I need a support team or it'll never happen. Don't tell me how it can happen. Let me tell you how it can. But you got to be willing to talk to strangers. Yeah, a lot of you hear my voice. You don't know me. I'm a stranger. I don't know you either, but hey. It's so easy to get a hold of me. The info's out there. You know, it's time, you know, it takes two to tango. It's time to crawl out of your cave, leave your inferiority complex behind, and team up with somebody who's knows that we have to do something to save ourselves. And the best way I know to do it is running for president. This isn't the first time I'm doing it. But I also, you know, you ought to be a supporter of somebody who knows that solutions to all the problems are known already. It just takes the right guy to use the office of the presidency to give the orders to get things done correctly. You know, President Trump, yeah, he likes to be the big man, but he doesn't know the solutions. And certainly none of the Democrats, the wannabes, they don't have any solutions to anything. They can't even agree amongst each other. And, well, you get the point. Hey, visit, go to BBS Radio. That'll take you to my presidential website. Or just, hey, if you can remember, it's 2020 President Tom Edison .com. Just Google it. It'll take you right there, too. Listen to my short videos. It says it all there. I got five or six short, like 1 minute, 1.5 minute videos where I'm just talking and spell out the important points. I don't need to say any more than that. And just plus my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. It's cell phone friendly. Everything will come up on big print on your cell phone screen. And you can navigate the whole thing in a couple of minutes. And the info is there that proves I'm the most qualified. But if I don't have a support team, you know, because my name isn't going to be on the ballot. But it's time, you know, I'm asking for people to start to support somebody who knows how to get us out of this nightmare that the government has got us in, and they have no intention. The Congress needs to be given the lecture by somebody who's not afraid to take command of the situation. Trump, he doesn't know how to take command of the Congress, you know? He knows how to write executive orders, and he knows how to make decisions, but and some of his decisions are incorrect ones, too. I don't make incorrect decisions, you know. I keep asking the key questions till I find, I've got it now. I've got the formula. I've got the formula to solve all racial problems already. I've got the formula to solve all problems. I ask the key questions. I was just going to tell people, CD Baby, go to CD Baby, go to BBS Radio, go down on my show, connect the dots, find out the CD Baby link. And you get 29-second preview of all my music. I've got some of the most thought-provoking music of all times. That's why I call the album Songs Better Than Dylan. I also have a rock and roll album, too. And you can get the songs, the whole songs, like I end my show, which we're coming to the end of the show pretty soon. And basically, you hear the lead guitar solo. I call it one of the most tasteful lead guitar solos ever put down on a record. At the end of my song, it's the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. And it's followed by my classic anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's my anthem. It could be your anthem too, because we all want to be somebody. And go to CD Baby, and you can find out how to get them. You know, what's good about CD Baby, hey, CD Baby, you're getting a free commercial here, is that you get a 29-second preview of every song, and you can just download one for 99 cents. Is that amazing? I guarantee if you listen to all my songs, you'll want to download more than one, or just download the whole album. Or you can actually, if you want it on a disc, you can get that too. So anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Tell your friends to tell your friends who want to call in to listen to the show next week and call in. There's so many things to talk about. If you know any, have any connections to the star seeds, some of the Pleiadians, or anybody on the secret space programs still there, tell them to call in. You have any comedians out there willing to tell jokes? I'll tell jokes too. Real comedy is you just start talking and you make the jokes up as you go. How many people are talented to do that? I've done it my whole life. I was a professional class clown. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Here's the countdown. Listen to the music and then check it out on at the CD Baby Music Store. Go to BBS Radio to find the link. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world.